Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night on January the 20th, 2009, the inauguration of Barack Obama. George Bush is gone. Barack Obama is here. What does that mean for the United States of America? What does that mean for you? What does that mean for me today? What did you think of it? Give us a call. 3-4-9-4-5-6-3 and tell Norm and And I am back here. I've got the inauguration. Why is the show not streaming? I'm not 100% what's going on here. Have I been kicked off? And I think I'm back.
Words have been spoken during rising tides of prosperity, the still waters of peace.
I hope you're listening to the inauguration speech of Barack Obama. I'm not sure I was really impressed with it. If you want to talk about it, give us a call. 347-945-6713.
To our founding documents. So it has been, so it must be with this generation of Americans. That we are in the midst of crisis is now well understood. Our nation is at war against a far-reaching network of violence and hatred. Our economy is badly weakened, a consequence of greed and irresponsibility on the part of some, but also our collective failure to make hard choices and prepare the nation for a new age. Homes have been lost, jobs shed, businesses shuttered. Our health care is too costly, our schools fail too many, and each day brings further evidence that the ways we use energy strengthen our adversaries and threaten our planet. These are the indicators of crisis, subject to data and statistics. Less measurable, but no less profound, is a sapping of confidence across our land.
Give us a call, 347-945-6713.
The nation must lower its sights. Today, I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious, and they are many. They will not be met easily or in a short span of time. But know this, America, they will be met. On this day, we gather because we have chosen hope over fear, unity of purpose over conflict and discord. On this day, we come to proclaim an end to the petty grievances and false promises, the recriminations and worn-out dogmas that for far too long have strangled our politics. We remain a young nation, but in the words of Scripture, time has come to set aside childish things. The time has
come. Go ahead, caller, you're on air.
Our enduring spirit to choose our
Is this Mr. Constantine?
Yes, you're on the air. Here, let me turn off Barack. I'd much rather listen to you.
I don't believe that.
Well, no, absolutely.
He's well, I'm one of your previous students.
More like just another. So what did you think of this inauguration today?
It's interesting, especially the benediction given by the preacher. It was terrible, and I would say borders on racism.
Well, which benediction? I always get them mixed up. The benediction's at the end, right?
That's correct, with Lowry. I think his name was Reverend Lowry.
I got this little hand. Don't know what that means. I've never seen this before. So you didn't like the civil rights leader's benediction?
Well, I didn't like one portion of it where he said he was using...
Yeah, which portion was that?
The very end of it where he was using some 70s slang terms like, may the black man not get in back, may the red man get ahead man, may the yellow man mellow man, something like that. And then at the end he said, may the white man embrace the right thing or something along those lines. And it was... reverse racism.
And why is that reverse racism?
Well, everybody else mentioned in that the last stanza of his comments was downtrodden, and the very last group, the white man at the end, was not. It was implied that he was the cause of these problems.
So you don't think that the white man was the cause of the black man's problems, and you don't think that the white man was the cause of the Indian's problems, and you don't think that the white man was the cause of the Asian American's problems?
No, I don't.
What was the cause of their problems?
That's historical, and there are plenty of individuals, you know, that were to blame, whether they're white or otherwise. It doesn't matter. I think we're over that now. As a long time ago, actually.
Do you think that Barack Obama can clearly understand the problems in any view but the way an immigrant would see the problems? I mean, is Barack Obama truly an African-American in the way we talk about the term?
I don't know. I disagree with the whole hyphenated American thing. You know, if you're here and you love the country and you consider yourself American, I don't care what color your skin is. That's irrelevant. It's are you a member of the victim mentality or not? Look at Colin Powell or Condoleezza Rice. I mean, yes, anybody could say, oh, well, they're African Americans. Are they? I think they're just plain old Americans.
Well, so I'm not an Italian American. Or actually, to say an Italian American, that's not really fair. I guess I would have to say, am I a Euro-American?
No,
I mean,
you're not.
One of my grandfathers was born in Italy. The other was born in Germany.
Well, yeah, but you were born here, and you,
yes,
you
I was.
Claim to be an American, so that would make you just an American. And I would suggest that anybody that moves here or emigrates here and decides that they want to be American, I don't care where they came from. If they want to be an American, well, by golly, that's the idea behind America, right? To become an America.
I don't have any question about that, or is there this thing we call an American? You know, or is this melting pot just a myth? Just one group after another that, you know, just takes advantage of each other.
Well, I think that would be a really sad state of affairs if that was the case. I do think there's an America.
Let me just ask
America.
A question.
Including
Catholic Americans. Wait. Do you think Catholic Americans have had the same chance in America as white Americans? I mean, as Protestant Americans?
Sure. It's what you make of it.
Well, then how come we've only had one Catholic president, and we've been here since the Declaration of Independence?
Because I'm sure that either A, people have their prejudices, and they don't they have this some reservation about having a Catholic president, or you know, or what about a Jewish president or a Muslim American?
We've never, in fact, I'm not even sure we've ever had a Jewish candidate. Maybe Fiorello LaGuardia, but he never ever really made it for the presidency.
We've had three
Catholics run. Two of them have lost.
I believe Joe Lieberman. Didn't he give it a run?
Who?
Joe Lieberman.
He ran for vice president. Yeah, so I forgot about Joe Lieberman. I try not to think about Joe Lieberman.
Why? Lieberman's a pretty good guy. Yes, he's a little bit liberal.
Joe Lieberman is a turncoat.
Why would Bill Lieberman be a turncoat?
Joe Lieberman walked out on his party.
Joe Lieberman
aligned himself with the party of George W. Bush. I'm sorry?
I would disagree with that.
And I absolutely favor Joe, you have that right. But please, don't come back and try to be a Democrat.
Well, I don't think he is. I think he's decidedly independent. That's
so, yeah, well, then how come he doesn't organize as an independent?
Well, I think he's
independent. Committee assignment.
He did run as an independent, and he did get the popular vote that way. So I would say that Joe has been pretty successful. He read and understood what he was, changed his party affiliation, and garnered the vote that he expected to get.
Well, I hope they mount a challenge against him in, I guess it'll be 4 years, right?
I think it's another two, actually, but I could be wrong.
Oh, has he been reelected for 4 years? Are you sure it's not just 2 years?
I hope it's two years,
because I'd love to get his butt right out of the Senate.
Why? If he's a duly elected individual, would you if you disagree with Obama, would you want to run his butt right out of the presidency?
Wait. If they elect Joe Lieberman again, then by all means. But I hope they don't. That's why we have elections. And hey, all you guys out there, 347-945-6713. Let's jump in on this. There's something I want to talk about that's actually been disturbing me for this whole election, and I'm really worried about it. Even though there are a lot of things that George W. Bush did that I didn't like, there is a far greater problem, I believe, with the presidency of the United States, and that is that it's become way too powerful. In fact, the presidency has grown to the point where it is everything that the founding fathers were afraid of when they put this country together. What can we do to rein in this presidency, whether it be Barack Obama or whether it be George W. Bush or even whether it be Billy Clinton, who I loved with all of my heart? In fact, I've only voted for two winners in presidential elections. One was Bill Clinton, the other was Barack Obama. Every other presidential election since I could vote, I picked the wrong guy. Or the guy who didn't win. Can you imagine? I even voted for Gerald Ford. Hello? Oh, I lost my caller. Are you there, caller? Oh, gosh, I lost that caller. That was a great question. 347-945-6713. Why don't we have a little... waiting to get
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? Everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try. Why does no one call?
I've had to out of that
Why
song.
Why does no one call?
Why I'm in trouble with my switchboard here tonight. My cell service. And I'm back here. I think I've called in. Why won't the show start to stream again? Hello? I'm back on the air. Yes, it's really... The internet is just jammed up with all this Barack Obama stuff tonight, and I guess I shouldn't be sad that, you know, because it is free, but still, I'm trying to get my Facebook now. I don't know if any of you have been to my Facebook, but in my profile, I've got a Gogo Bordello song that I'm liking a lot, and I'm going to try to play it here, since it's on. I hope that I'm on the air. We'll see in a second. I think I'm on. Apparently I am on. I'm going to just try one more time here and hopefully things will work out. I am really interested. I hope you can hear me. I'm trying to log in. We'll see what happens. Give us a call. I had one great exchange there. And I hope I can have some more. We got about a half hour left. What did you think of the inauguration speech? What do you think about the things he had to say? Give me a call. It's 347-945-6713. Let me go see my switchboard. I have no callers coming in right now. So why don't you give me a call? I am going to try to go to my profile. And I think that, I don't know. Norbert Knight seems to be on. I don't know exactly. I'm still trying to learn how this Facebook works. So if anybody can call in and explain to me how I can I thought I put this Gogo Bordello song on my Facebook profile. Come on, all you guys out there. Give me a call. Help me. 3-9-4-5-6-7-1-3. There's a ton of stuff to talk about. What did you think about the parade? Think about the crowds. Your daughter, actually, it really was kind of an exciting thing. My daughter went downtown with her boyfriend to try to get on the mall. They spent 3 hours on the subway. By the time they got down there, the mall was full, and they wouldn't let anybody on. But they tried, and they had a ball doing it. It was a great happening downtown, and I wish that I had been there. I got a question in. Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
How'd you like that inauguration?
That was pretty good. Can you hear me?
I can, but I'm also getting a little feedback loop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hang on a second. Let me put the headphones
on. All right,
on.
I'm hanging on.
Is that
better? Yeah, I think that's all right. You know, I'm trying. I put this song in my profile, and now I can't find it. I wanted to play it. I guess I'll have to play it.
I found one song.
So what do you think of the inauguration speech?
What's that?
I said...
Oh, his speech? Yeah, I'm working that click to talk. It's having some problems.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. It was breaking. The cell phone.
Yeah, I'm breaking.
Really bad.
Yeah, you're this thing is breaking up early. I'm only catching little bits of what you're saying. I don't know if you're hearing me at all.
I don't know. I'm trying to play some Gogo Bordello here, but it's really hard for me to get to the legal version. 347-945-6713 is the number. It feels great. It's great to have a new president. Well, if you can't call, I hope you're at least listening to the show.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I got a Skype caller here, and I'm trying to get him. Fun. We had giant school today. And so it was a real inauguration happening, sort of. You know, they told me it wouldn't work, and, you know what? We got it working. It really was pretty cool. And, we had two satellite feeds on TVs, which we sent to projectors on big screens. The internet feed that worked perfectly well until CNN's server crashed.
Oh. I had CNBC on the whole day, and, you know. And
well,
so I got to watch the market crash.
I actually tried to go between CNN and MSNBC, and finally it just dawned on me that they were being overwhelmed, and so I went to Washington.com, and it worked like a charm.
Yeah.
Because it was just local. Nobody was going there. You know, there wasn't any real stars on it, but it had the, what do you call it? It had everything we needed.
Yeah. Well, for me, I mean, I was watching banks collapse left and right, and when he talked about a lack of confidence, oh man, it was I've never seen it this bad as far as the financials. Any bank is a $2 stock. Is a $5 stock. State Street, what do they lose? 6% in a single day.
Well, I saw you say something about bank. Citibank
Street.
Is at, I think, $2.
$2 and change. Oh, it's around $2.95, maybe something like that. Is it a bit too big to fail? Well, maybe not.
Somebody just asked me if they can Skype to the show. What do you think?
You can? Sure.
How do you do it? How do you Skype? Just dial the number?
Yeah, more or less. That's one way. Blog Talk Radio also has a feature. You can load it up and have a little module that allows you to connect automatically without dialing the number. But I tried that once before, and it didn't, you know, on your show, it really
didn't
work well for me.
I lose my cell connection. I'm just going to bag it for tonight because I'm having a real hard time here. Actually, I got somebody else saying he's going to try to come in on Skype. Go,
mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, go Bordello. Let's see what I come up with here. Start Wearing Purple. I love this song. I hope you can hear it off my cell phone.
Oh, shit.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. 347-945-6713. Skype me. Do whatever you want. Let's all start wearing purple. It's a new era. Brick's gone. Brock is pressed. Do it.
Yeah, I saw George Sr. And Barbara both wearing purple today. And matching purple scarves.
This is direct off YouTube, so anybody can play it. So I guess it's Skype Start Wearing Purple.
Well, can you hear me on Skype? Or can you hear me okay? I can't hear myself at all.
Gonna end it right there. Wearing purple, wearing purple, wearing purple. What a great song. Are you with me there, Culto Raison?
Yeah, I just think you can try a Skype call if you're other end. Didn't try it.
Oh,
then, did
you
they?
Know, he hasn't come in yet, so.
All right. Let me. I'm going to try the Skype, okay?
All right. And I'm waiting for anybody to give me a call here. My buddy from the West Coast just dropped off the line. I had a call earlier. The topic's Barack Obama. The topic's the inauguration. The topic's what do you see for America? I got a call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
This is Carl on Skype.
Oh, very cool. It carries a 000. It's much better than it.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
yeah,
it carries a... How did you do it?
I've got your number in my caller list. I just click and dial. It's that simple.
You pay the fee for Skype?
Yeah, $2.95 a month.
Oh, all right. Well, that's why, yeah, because... I guess it doesn't consider the call-in number to be a computer-to-computer call.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, $2.95. That doesn't bother me much. But
I know.
Yeah. Otherwise, all of the calls to Blog Talk Radio are New York calls. Okay, and anybody who calls will pay the long-distance charge or whatever. So for me, that's like 10 cents a minute, you know.
Okay.
I mean, with my antiquated landline. But well, you know. Well, I don't need a cell phone. I get, you know, one or two phone calls a week, you know.
You don't have a cell phone? I didn't realize that.
Ah, now you... Now, you're at my end. I can hear you start to break down. You're
My cell connection is horrible out here. And,
And that's generally what happens with it's good for like a minute or so, and then it all goes to hell.
Yeah, I'm really kind of upset about it, but there's not a whole lot I can do. Remember, if you're listening out there, 347-945-6713. You can also call in on my Blog Talk Radio chat session. And,
okay.
Oh, my God, I actually have people here. Oh,
okay.
My God, I got somebody called the Democratic Communist.
Yeah, at this point, you sound like an invasion from Mars to me. So there's so much weird warbling going on. So I will
Okay, hey, I got... Wait a minute. I'm really excited. We've got a new breakthrough for Norm at Night. Who is the Democratic Communist? I want to know that. Why do you feel bad for me, Democratic Congress or Communist? Oh, Democratic Communist. Is that some kind of a, what do they call those, oxymorons? What do you think? I'm not having luck with this.
You're able
wait
to see
a minute.
The chat room, huh?
Okay, wait a minute. I got Cult of Raison on here, too. Oh, you should see the picture. Oh, wait. That's your picture with the skull. This is really very interesting. You still with me there?
I can hear you somewhere between the echoes, yeah.
Okay, well, I've got this picture of this, I don't even know what to call it. It's this guy holding a skull. And it says Cult de la Raison.
Yeah, I'm here. I see three guests, Democratic Communists, and you're...
Oh, so you're on the... Oh, okay. Who is guest?
There's five people in here.
Is that you? Is that you, Paul?
Here, I'll type in a message. Let's see...
Yeah, Obama is our savior. Glory be to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men of goodwill. DC, cool. I know you're not Paul. I got a guest, 6060, and I was wondering if that is Paul. Are you listening? Are you listening to the voice? Are you listening to voice, DC? I'm just someone who finds the idea of a democratic communist state appealing. Well, don't we all feel that? Heck, the Jesuits are a democratic communist state. Very cool, but you can hear me because I'm having horrible trouble, DC, with I'm having horrible trouble with my cell phone connections out here. So, DC, what did you think? Marx's idea was that arrangement. Pohern, hello! Hello, Pohern. We are cranking here tonight on the Normant Night Show. I am really excited. I hope you're listening online, Pohern. But hey, DC, as long as I got you here on the chat line, so were you excited or disappointed by the new president's speech today? The speech was not moving. You know, I sort of agreed with you. I had built myself into a frenzy about what to expect from this guy tonight. And for all of you out there who are going to be downloading this tomorrow, I don't know if you can download the web chat or not, but I have a number of people coming in via chat through Blog Talk Radio, and I'm talking to them over the speech. What was it? Historic, not for its content, but for the moment. Now, that is such porridge. Who cares about the moment? Somebody says cabbage is moving. Prunes are moving. Ex-lax is moving. Obama was not moving. Who's he not going to set up for disappointment? U.S. worker? Obama's never worked a hard day in his life. Plain and simple. A guy has never done a hard day of work in his life. Period. I'm talking about labor. I'm not talking about going to Columbia, and I'm not talking about going to Harvard Law School. I'm talking about working in a steel plant or working. I know, Pohern, there I go getting on the steel plant, ballywick again, you know, or working at Sears trying to sell poor saps service contracts on their appliances, which they just want them to throw away anyway. Cheese is binding, and who doesn't love cheese? I like cheese. I like Parmesan. I like Swiss. I like all kinds of cheese. Cheese is the key to harmony and world peace, says Cote de la Raison. Oh, my gosh, I wish I could get all you guys' cell phones so that you could call the show for free. And by this, I mean he wanted to try more than anything to unify the nation with a sense of purpose in facing its current issues. Well, maybe the nation doesn't need to be unified. Maybe the nation needs to be taken apart. Maybe the nation needs to be broken up into a bunch of little nations, maybe 51. And we'll make the District of Columbia its own little nation. I know I'm just getting a little... here. I am excited. I think I'm getting my stream back on here. I am trying to see what's going on. They keep saying they're waiting for me. The show's on, but I'm not streaming. Try again, Lauren. I'm on the air again. I have been having a really hard cell connection, but we got a good show going here tonight. And I'm going to go back. I am back. I am back on the air, so I hope you're hearing me again. I am an enviro who's now officially drooling over the next 4 years, and I'm waiting for you to call me elitist. Hey, I'm an enviro, too. I'm a green kind of guy. There is no question about it. But I'm not a green kind of guy because it's a cool thing to do. I'm a green kind of guy because it's in my best interest to be a green kind of guy. Nachos with cheese for world happiness and unity. Oh, God, that will produce a lot of gas, I guess. Actually, speaking of enviro stuff, the show is really cooking tonight, and if you could at all give me a call at 347-945-6713, I got 5 lines wide open and would love to carry on some voice conversations with people, but I got a lot of people coming in on the chat webpage, and that's really kind of cool. I have Coke de la Raison here. I don't know if my French, that's going to be. I got Bohern. I got Guest 6060. I don't really know who you are. I got Guest 5916. I got the Democratic Communist. I just have a real party here. And this is sort of what I envisioned when I put Norm at Night together. If only my phone connection was a little better. But it seems to be holding on now. Environmentalists will ruin the planet with all those windmills and solar panels. Gosh, who knows? But seriously, I have been reading Tom Friedman's new book, and I don't know, Flat, Crowded, and something or other. And although it's kind of preachy, there are some really cogent ideas in it. Oh my gosh. Some dip, of course. Solid Green is people. I am just completely baffled by this whole thing. And the best food for the people is people. Oh, my God, we're talking like that Irishman, Gulliver's Travel Guide. Are there any Beowulf fans out there, by the way? Oh, I'm sure there are. But I got 5 lines open if you want to join in here. That's 345-947-6713. Call me on your cell phone anywhere in the United States, and we should be free. I mean, we're past the time. Am I having a good old time tonight? And I hope everybody else is, because I want to change the subject a little bit. Did we lose Norm? No. I think Norm is still here. Can you hear me on the radio? Grendel's Bar and Grill, we'll serve you fine. Oh, yes. The Democratic Communist has something in common with another guest on here. Oh, it's Angelina Jolie when you talk Grendel. My God. Here we go. Grendel's Bar and Grill, we'll serve you fine. I think I'm still live on the radio, but I'm not 100% sure. I've got so much activity going on here. Yeah, oh, wait, no, that's, where is my Blog Talk Radio? There we go. Yeah, I'm still streaming in. I got about 10 minutes left of the live stream, so why don't you give us a call, 345-947-6713. I'm going back to the chat window now to keep things cooking. This is really wild. I didn't even realize. God, I should have known better. So are the guests still here? I'm not even sure. There's way too much stuff going on for me here tonight. But let me know. I'm really hoped. Oh, Billy O. That's not O. Is that a Billy O I would have known from my pre-life? Oh, Billy. All of your old students are coming back to haunt you. Billy, I love you. I am so glad. I mean, from way back in my TG career, I had so much fun with you, and I miss you immensely. That was your West Coast caller. Outstanding. Well, my buddy Sharon says hi. Well, hello to you too, Sharon, and I hope you're out there listening. Somebody give us a call on I Love You Too, Norm. Lots of old students love Norm, everybody but the teachers. How many didn't end up in prison? Oh, come on. I'm not sure any of my old students has ended up in prison. Why, thank you, Billy. I'm glad you think that I made a great engineer out of you. All I did was give you a chance to be who you are. Sharon's in Oregon. What's she doing there? I still got five lines open on the air. You can give me a call at 347-945-6713. Somebody let me clarify that I was never a student of Normie. Oh, Pohern, I am hurt. I've showed you all the technology that you know how to do. Sharon tried to get into prison, but she failed. Come on now. That's not a way to talk. All he had to do to... Oh, my God. Not root. Oh, he had. Oh, Poe Hearn, you are hurting my feelings. Sharon is visiting my 2-year-old son. Oh, my gosh. When your kids you used to teach start having kids, you know you've been in the business maybe too long. Actually, I am in my 30th year this year, and I'm having a great old time. Oh, I wish you had the nerve to call in, Pohern. We'd love to hear you on the Norm at Night show. Hey, and Jenny Dawson, if you're out there, get over to your telephone and give me a call, AMDG. We'll throw around Barack Obama and everything that happened today. You know, on my Facebook, I think you're the only person I knew who gave George Bush a good send-off. And you know what? I believe that he really did what he thought was the best thing. I just don't think he thinks very well. Oh, my God. I've had some classes and lectures with Norm. That's way back when Lizards Ruled the Earth and Sketchwatch was a Canadian treasure. Yeah, we sure did, CR, spend some time in Canada. Oh, did we spend some time in Canada? Come on, all you people out there. Don't make me just talk myself. You know, it would be really fun if somebody give me, I got 6 minutes left. Just give me a call, 347-945-6713. If nobody gives me a call, I'll be forced to play Max Robbie song, Why Does No One Call Me? Well, anyway, this is the Norm at Night show. It was Inauguration Day, and it was a great day. I got to keep this chat window open, including my, I'm from Canada, the Maritimes. Oh, they are great places. Nova Scotia. Forever. I spent my honeymoon in Halifax, and I've always wanted to go back. I'm sure Norm inspires enthusiasm. Well, if you're one of my students, one of my old students, if you think I sucked, why don't you give me a call? 301-908-2996. And if you didn't think I sucked, why don't you especially give me a call? 347-945-6713. Inauguration is always good. Oh, Canadian mist. Well, personally, I like Irish mist a lot better these days. And I'm just having a great old time. It's the refinement of the democratic process. Hey, D.C., what do you think about that? By the way, D.C., which maritime are you from? It is really hard being the voice of this chat room here. And the lines are busy. That's not, no, I've got no callers on the line. 347-945-6713. You should be able to get right through. Oh, man. Nova Scotia, Halifax, you are kidding. You know, on my honeymoon, I stayed at the Lord Nelson Hotel right across from the gardens, and I just had such a wonderful time there, D.C., and I have missed Halifax ever since, and I can't even pronounce it, the big long name with a game preserve. My wife and I, and yes, I'm still married to her after 30 years. Gosh, we sit in a little, I don't know, I guess you just call it cottage on the game preserve. Kichigumi or so, I can't even remember the name of it. But what a splendid 2 weeks we spent in Nova Scotia. Oh, circuits are busy. Oh, what you're having trouble doing is getting into the D.C. Yes, that's it, Tetchamakui. What a great time I had there. And the communist countries have poor switchboards, says Billy O. Well, I don't think the Canadians are quite communists yet, but we are having a lot of trouble here in D.C., and maybe that's why I'm also having trouble staying connected. So anyway, let me stay connected with Blog Talk Radio. And I got about 2 minutes left, and I got a ton of work to do. So when the 2 minutes is up, since we're having trouble with the voice connection anyway, I am going to close the chat window, and I can't wait until I hear the when they record it tomorrow, and I get to hear the archive of the show. This was a great night, everyone. A great, great night, and I promise next week I'm going to come wearing purple. Wearing purple, wearing purple, yes I am. Wearing purple, wearing purple, yes I am. Oh, God, Gogo Bordello sings it a lot better than I do. The average Canadian spends his, oh, God. Calder his own says, hey, the average Canadian spends his time roaming the tundra and looking for free health care. Somehow this is getting out of hand here tonight. I do like Canadian beer, though. I've had my share of Old Vienna's. I've had my share of Molson's. I've had my share of Moosehead brewed right there. Across the way in Dartmouth, D.C. You should know about that. Oh, the Democratic Communists, you're not really living in an igloo, are you? The Norm at Night show has really gotten out of hand here tonight, fans, and I'm just having a great time. And I just wish that the lines in D.C. had been more cooperative so that we could have had more people on. We got about 35 seconds left, and I am just so glad everybody called in, and I'm hanging up in a little less than 30 seconds. It was a great night on the Norm at Night show. Barack Obama is the president of the United States. The work starts tomorrow, and who knows, maybe Hillary Clinton will finally get confirmed. I wish she would have stayed in the Senate. And with that, Norm is out of here tonight. Goodbye.